William Morrow and Harper Audio present Something Like Love by Beverly Jenkins. Performed by Kim Staunton. Prologue. Chicago, Illinois, September 1888. 32-year-old Olivia Sterling was running away from home. Well, she would be just as soon as she took one last look around her dimly lit bedroom. It was the middle of the night, so she didn't dare turn up the lamp for fear of being discovered, but she couldn't afford to leave anything important behind. Once she exited the house, there would be no return. Olivia didn't notice anything else that she needed to take with her, but for a few melancholy moments, her eyes lingered over her familiar bed and furnishings. This had been her room, a place of refuge, a place where she could spin her dreams and not have them snatched away by convention or society. After tonight, she might never see it again, but she told herself it was the price to be paid for her decision. With nothing left to delay her departure, Olivia doused the lone lamp, plunging the room into darkness. She grabbed up her black cloak, laid it over her arm, and carried her blue carpet bag to the door. The bag had been purchased specifically for her journey. Inside were a few changes of clean clothing, underwear, her toiletries, and her sketch pad and pens. She very carefully opened the door. Except for the ticking of her mother's grandfather clock, the dark hall was silent. She stepped out, then slowly eased her bedroom door closed again. She stood there for a long moment to make certain she hadn't been heard. Confident she hadn't, she moved quickly but soundlessly to the stairs that led down to the main floor of the house. On the way, she passed the door to her father's bedroom. His snores were easy to hear, even through the thick cherry wood. Her mother's door was closed, too, as it always was. As long as Olivia could remember, she'd never known her parents to share a room, a fact no proper daughter should be concerned with, according to society. But Olivia did have concerns, and they were part and parcel of why she was running away. Olivia made it down the stairs without being detected. As planned, her mother Eunice, dressed in her nightrobe, stood waiting by the front door. They embraced. Basking in her mother's strong hug, Olivia felt tears sting her eyes. It was unclear whether she'd ever see her mother again, so Olivia held on to her for as long as she could. Eventually, they had to part, and Olivia wiped at her teary eyes with a gloved hand. Keeping her voice low, she said to her mother, "Papa's going to be very angry when he finds me gone. Are you sure you will be all right?" "I'll be fine. James thinks me too dim-witted to have aided you. I won't be blamed." There was a bitterness in Eunice's voice that Olivia knew stemmed from being in a marriage devoid of love. Eunice touched her daughter's smooth cheek. "Godspeed, my dear Olivia, and may he keep you safe." "You as well. I will write as soon and as often as I'm able." Olivia felt confident that any correspondence between them would go undiscovered, because her father never retrieved the mail himself. It would never cross his mind to go out to the box. That was Eunice's job. Just like it was her job to present the mail to him every evening during his dinner. It was time to leave. The hack Olivia had engaged for her escape would pick her up a few blocks away.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?